You ever see a Hollywood movie studio own a movie theater? No? Well, there's a reason. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's news this morning that contractors in October broke ground on a lot of new home construction projects. Housing starts up 3.8%, a rebound from September. Also, permits for new construction hit a 12-year high. Economist Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hello.
Good morning.
I guess this lower interest rate stuff is working. Home builders seem to be quite exuberant.
Yes, the positive momentum we saw starting to build a few months ago in housing continued, and we're seeing both single-family and multifamily construction pick up, and permits point to further momentum. So this is all good news for the housing sector.
And first of all, we do need some of those housing units in America. We've covered that many times. But also, it is a vote of optimism that the U.S. economy, at least from the perspective of these builders, is going to continue to do what it's been doing.
Exactly. This is how monetary policy is supposed to work. The Fed lowered interest rates to offset some of the building worries about trade that were hitting manufacturing, and it is boosting other parts of the economy, specifically housing. So this is definitely a sign that policy is having its intended effect.
All right, Julia. Thank you very much. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
The year was 1948 when the big movies were John Wayne's Red River and Bogart and Bacall were in Key Largo. That's the year the Supreme Court, on antitrust grounds, banned a list of movie studios from owning movie theaters. It's the great lesson in the opportunities and costs of what is called vertical integration, what happens when a single company owns everything from the hog farm to the hot dog factory to the hot dog cart. At a speech to the American Bar Association yesterday, the head of the Justice Department's antitrust division, Makan Del Rahim, says he will push to end the old ban on studios owning theaters. Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business and a former antitrust lawyer himself. Hello, Eric.
Good morning, David.
I think you teach this to your students. There's a reason 20th Century Fox, Columbia, Warner Brothers, and Disney don't own those AMC, Bowtie, or Clearview cinemas. It goes way back.
It goes way back to the days when fixed prices, set minimum prices, like favor the theaters to show their own movies, not somebody else's movies, and they use their power overall to force other theater owners to do what's called block booking. Block booking is where you're forced to take the dogs along with the good movies.
I see. So then a court intervened. There was this agreement called a consent decree. Do not do that. But now we have the Department of Justice suggesting it 70 years later, it's time to do away with that. What's different in the landscape that might lead one to make this kind of change?
We have a lot of different ways of getting entertainment, including filmed entertainment. And now, you know, the big thing now is streaming. But since the days of the decree, we got television, we got cable, we got over-the-top. It's not just over-the-top movies, but over-the-top distribution. So a lot of things have changed. But, you know, just because a lot of things have changed doesn't mean the problem of big, powerful companies has gone away.
By the way, over the top is when, let's say, Disney has an app that you press and that's how you get the content. So Justice Department has stated its intention, but a court would have to review this? This doesn't just happen?
Yes, the decree is the result of the settlement of a prior litigation, this old, old litigation. The DOJ can't just go in and say, okay, we think it's in the public interest to terminate it. It has to get a court to agree to that. I think that will be fairly easy. It's going to go to the court in New York. And you may remember that the last time the DOJ was in court, fighting on the other side, saying that AT&T and Time Warner should not combine, the court said, oh, things have changed a lot. There are all these new ways of getting content. So, government, you lose. We're going to allow the merger. I think the DOJ will have a pretty easy day in court.
So you think maybe someday soon we'll see a Disney theater or a Netflix theater?
You know, more likely Netflix. Here's an interesting historical quirk. Disney could have owned theaters all along because Disney was not part of the consent decree, but they never have open theaters. What they have done is Disney Plus, direct streaming. So, you know, the days of being powerful because you own the actual physical movie theaters, those days may be over.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Eric, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And after months of attacking the head of the U.S. Central Bank, President Trump says he's had a, quote, very good and cordial meeting yesterday with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The president believes U.S. interest rates have been set too high compared to competitors. In Europe, an economic downturn has prompted policymakers to create stimulus with rates so low they're negative. According to the Fed, Powell told the president his team will continue to support maximum employment and stable prices based on, quote, careful, objective, and non-political analysis. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.